Programming is supported by Topline Construction Firm, your local women-owned roofing contractor based out of Shoreview, Minnesota. Roof replacement, both retail and insurance work. More information at toplineconstructionfirm.com.
This is NPR News. I'm Stephanie Curtis, sitting in for Carrie Miller. Carrie returns tomorrow. After months of being in limbo, the Children's Health Insurance Program, often referred to by the acronym CHIP, is funded. And not short-term, but for 6 years. It's been a bargaining chip during the government shutdown negotiations, with both parties accusing the other at different times of putting children at risk by leaving the program without a budget for over 100 days. Joan Alker is here to tell us more about the program. She is the executive director of the Center for Children and Families and research professor at Georgetown University McCourt School of Public Policy in Washington, D.C. Welcome, Joan. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Stephanie.
Do you have a question about CHIP, or do your patients use CHIP? Call 651-227-6000 or 1-800-242-2822. And that's actually kind of an awkward question to ask in Minnesota, because a lot of people might have something funded by CHIP and might not even know it. But let's just start out first with, what is CHIP? 9 million children are insured through it. How do they qualify? I kept seeing references to low-income children. Is it for low-income families only?
Well, actually, CHIP, which has been around since 1997, works together with Medicaid to reduce the number of uninsured children in this country. And in fact, CHIP and Medicaid have been very successful, particularly in Minnesota, where your uninsurance rate now is just 3%. In other words, 97% of kids in Minnesota have coverage. States can choose how they want to implement CHIP. They can either extend their Medicaid programs up the income eligibility level. So we're talking about families here who are not living below poverty. These are really the working poor families. That's who CHIP is serving.
Okay.
And Minnesota actually did choose that approach. So most all of your CHIP kids are in Medicaid.
Okay. This was created in the late 1990s. How did it come to be? Who created it?
So CHIP was originally championed by Senator Hatch, a Republican senator from Utah, who's still the chair of the Finance Committee in the Senate, and the late Senator Kennedy from Massachusetts, a Democrat. It really rose out of the ashes of the failure of the Clinton health reform, where members of both parties came together and said, let's do something for kids.
And how successful has it been? I mean, what was coverage for kids like before CHIP and now? What were some successes of the program?
Yes. Well, CHIP has been extraordinarily important, along working with Medicaid for many years now to reduce the number of uninsured children. In fact, last year, 95% of the nation's children were covered through these Medicaid and CHIP efforts. That is the historic accomplishment. We've never had such a low rate of uninsured kids. So a lot of these kids are in Medicaid, but CHIP serves those families just above Medicaid. And it's worked really to catalyze interest, to encourage outreach, simplifying enrollment. And it's been vitally important for children.
How has it simplified enrollment?
Well, you know, once CHIP passed, and then more recently in 2009, we had an extension of CHIP that had a number of new features. States really rolled up their sleeves and figured out, how do we make this work for kids and families? So let's make sure there's not too much paperwork when you sign up or when you have to renew your coverage. Let's figure out, how can we do this more online? How can we use other information we have to make sure that it's simple for families? Because we know the more paperwork there is, the less likely a child is going to be able to get enrolled. We've all experienced that in one way or another.
So how does it work? How do people sign up for it? I've got two questions. First of all, I still don't quite understand what the income levels are here. What income levels qualify you for Medicaid?
So that actually differs state by state. In Minnesota, you can be eligible for CHIP if you have income below 288% of the poverty line. That's about $4,300 a month.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a family that's living under the poverty line or just above it, about $18,000 a year, you would end up qualifying through Medicaid. So In fact, as I mentioned, Minnesota has all of their CHIP kids in Medicaid. So the coverage is the same. Everything's the same. The difference is what share the federal government is paying for that coverage if you're a Medicaid kid or a CHIP kid. But most states have online enrollment. You can also get enrolled oftentimes at your doctor's office. Or, of course, if a kid winds up in a hospital, which we hope that doesn't happen, there are other kind of community-based providers and others who can help families get enrolled.
All right, so we've got a lot of people who are kids that are covered, you know, here in Minnesota and nationwide. Is this one of these programs like a housing voucher where there's a long waiting list, or are people who are eligible able to get CHIP funding?
That's a great question. So CHIP is a block grant, and in the early years of CHIP, sometimes we did see shortages of funding where states had to close enrollment. Medicaid is not, and Medicaid is always available. Recent years, until this current sort of crisis CHIP has been experiencing due to congressional delay, we haven't seen that. So basically, yes. Any child who's been eligible for CHIP has been able to enroll. Now, of course, I'm sure we'll talk in a moment about what's happened recently in Congress, which threw a little bit of a wrinkle into that. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is, because CHIP has been adequately funded, children have been able to get enrolled, and parents really shouldn't view that as a barrier, and they should most certainly try to sign up their kids.
Okay. Steve in Grand Marais has called with a question. Hi, Steve. What is your question about the CHIP program?
Yeah, as I understand it, when they formed this, they took funds from the Social Security Trust Fund, which is actually non-existent and actually being overdrawn as we speak. So can you verify for me how this was funded, if that's true?
Thanks, Steve.
I don't think that's true. When CHIP originally passed in 1997, it was accompanied by a tobacco tax. And that was one of the original revenue sources. Interestingly, yesterday, when Congress extended CHIP, CHIP has actually become a saver for the federal government. There's sort of complicated reasons why, but basically since Congress repealed the individual mandate in the tax bill right before Christmas, CHIP is now a much less expensive way to cover kids than if some of them winded up in that marketplace. So Congress actually saved just under $1 billion by doing what they did yesterday in extending CHIP for 6 years. And if they added four more years, they'd actually see another $5 billion in savings.
So CHIP is better for covering children than the ACA was? Or the ACA
yes.
with the individual mandate?
Yes, exactly. Well, the marketplace is not as good for children as CHIP because the coverage there is not designed for children directly. The pediatric benefit in CHIP is better, and it's more affordable for families.
Well, so what's guaranteed covered in a CHIP program for kids?
Well, that, again, states have choices there, and they can choose their benefit package. As we talked about in Minnesota, kids have the Medicaid benefit, which is called APSDT, and that's a very comprehensive benefit that the Academy of Pediatric thinks is very important for children. States can decide what kind of copayments they want to impose. They do have limits. States can also charge some premiums in CHIP. And then they have some flexibility in benefits like orthodontia. But mostly, kids have a really solid benefit in CHIP and also one that their families can afford. And that's what's so important about CHIP coverage.
Okay, so with this funding for 6 years, are you feeling like CHIP is on solid ground? Or because it's federally funded, but then the states and actually are the ones who provide the programs, Are they on solid ground here, or are there still some things that you're worried about?
Well, great question. Certainly, it's a huge relief to have CHIP extended for 6 years, and I wish it hadn't taken this long, but it has, and it is very, very good news that CHIP has been extended for 6 years. Now, CHIP is what's called a federal-state matching program. That means that states do put in some of their own money. In fact, Minnesota has had to put in some extra money of late because the federal money was running out. But they'll get that money back. But we do see in a couple years from now, the federal share will go down under this agreement, and states will have to put up a little bit more money for their share. So there are plenty of issues to keep an eye on here going forward, but the bottom line is CHIP is in a much, much more secure place today than it was this weekend.
6 years doesn't seem like that long. It seems like a long time, but maybe not. How do you think that we can avoid another partisan battle like this?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, one immediate thing is Congress moves on to the bigger budget issues, which, of course, remain unresolved, as you know. They could actually come back and extend CHIP for another 4 years and garner some additional savings, as I was mentioning earlier. So that's not off the table. Congress could really have a win-win here if they extended CHIP for a 10-year extension. They could get some savings, and then CHIP would have more security as we move forward. So we'll see if that happens.
Is CHIP your ideal program for funding children's health insurance? Do you think this is the best, or what would be your dream that you would add to it?
Well, clearly not, given what just happened. CHIP funding expired on September 30th. That was about 115 days ago now. And this is the first time that we have seen Congress go so far beyond the extension date. We had one state, Connecticut, which actually shut CHIP enrollment the week after Christmas, which was very tragic. We had a number of states that had to alert families that they might lose their coverage. So this kind of instability is not good. The reality is that the Medicaid program, because it is a guaranteed funding source, does not have to go through this. Then CHIP does. And so really it would be better for children if they had a guaranteed funding source like Medicaid and Medicare. And families did not have to go through this level of anxiety they've just experienced.
Thanks for joining us, Joan.
Yeah, that's my pleasure. Thank you.
Joan Alker is the executive director of the Center for Children and Families. She's also a professor at Georgetown University. And we've been talking about the Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP, which, despite being battered around for the past few months, is funded now for 6 years.